somebody.
You feel
like
a log or worked over. If you get plenty of sleep, I guarantee you'll feel good all the time. That's what it takes.
I have a question for you. Somebody told me that around 1925, there was a really bad drought here, that you didn't have rain for a while in the 20s, maybe 25 or 24 or 26. Do you remember that at all? They said there wasn't hardly any rain, and it got so dry that you could almost walk across the river.
Well, you could. I've seen the river froze over, but you couldn't. It's solid rock down there. They're talking about now. Now, I worked at Morgan Falls, and we had to call up down there, need racks, and got them racks coming down there like that. It was worse than thrill. And they got a dam down there, and they built it for the little hole about that big. They're afraid to open it up for the log get in there, they can't get it out. But now they don't build a dam like that is. They build a dam where the water will run under that so the fish won't hurt the fish. They build it different from what they used to. They got them gates up there, but they're afraid to open them. But they build that, and the logs and things coming in there. We had to go out there and push them over the dam and raise the dam up, maybe put a board up there to raise to get more water. Now they're talking about now to go down there and drain that lake out, dig all that sand and stuff out, and reef so they get more power, more water in there. Mm-hmm. See, they got one, two, three, they got four big turbines down there. Mm-hmm. My daddy used to work down there as an oiler. Mm. And the man that does the watching the meters up there, all he has to do is sit and watch the meters, keep it down and everything. But my daddy had all the machines down there, and he had to know what. Keep them shining, rubbing all the time, and to keep that thing. And they used to put sandbags in the window to keep the water from coming into the plant. Mm. How so much water. Mm. So that's the way it works, you know, back in them days. But man don't do nothing. He gets up there and walks around and take exercise. All he has to do is just take care of them meters up there, see how much power they're putting out. And that's the way. Now, if that did. What I think they ought to do is invent these machines where I can heat that kilowatt up there, mm-hmm. set a kilowatt and help people out. And they can do that if they just put the works in there to do that kind of work. Well, it'd make it better on everybody, you know what I mean. And that's the way it ought to work. But they ain't never done that yet.
We sure have learned a lot from you.
Well.
You've helped us a lot, taught us about a lot of stuff we hadn't heard about before.
Well, this is an old town here. I don't know how old it is, but it's an old town.
150 years.
Yeah, it's an old town. Now, it's back in, sure enough, in Grandpa's days. But I hope Grandpa's days will never come back. I was the poorest man in the world. We was raised up so poor. Well, people wouldn't. They wouldn't have nothing to do with you, suppose. That's just better than you are, but you're not. Mm. No, I don't. You couldn't live. Well, I'd go out here now, I'd make $102 a day and have money left. You couldn't do that. Well, you take working for 50 cents a day, where can you live? How can you? But that stuff would still be in the ground if they had to raise us out. And the Congress, they all raised the band, all you make it, send his kids to college and everything. He ought to make at least $12-$15 an hour. And then he might live, but he can't. You got to get in business to make money. I guarantee you that. Because you can't make it and live it. I was talking to this man making $25,000 a year. A week, and she's a real estate, she's a